The Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa declared a state of emergency last year. Since then, they've banished 85 people from the reservation. Tribal spokesman Brandon Tomes says substance abuse has become an epidemic.
Drug abuse, you know, alcoholism, substance abuse, chemical abuse issues. It's all cyclical and it's definitely tied into poverty.
Now, 17 months later, Lac des Flambeaux is taking another step. Last Tuesday, they signed an agreement with the state to share federal money for services to families. Lac des Flambeaux Indian Child Welfare Director Kristen Allen says they have two goals.
Our goal is to provide services and the best services that we can to parents to prevent a removal. So we want to keep our families together, and that's our primary goal. And then the second would be that if in all events they would be removed and placed with a family member, we would be looking to provide the best services that we could to the parents and also to the children.
Allen says they'll be able to hire more case managers to make more calls on families and check on kids. They'll also be able to recruit more foster parents on the reservation and be able to do more training for them. The Batterer Band of Lake Superior Chippewa also signed the same child welfare agreement with the state earlier this year. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.